This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Sedgy today, nationwide and around the world in the middle of May. And on our show this hour, our first guest will be S.J. Mendelson. There's a new show out right now. Actually, it's been on since February, and it's called Bubbies Know Best. It airs on a channel that is, you know, probably not at the top of everybody's list to watch, but it is a great channel, and it's a terrific show. It's on the Jewish Live television channel, and again, it's called Bubbies Know Best. Bubbies, by the way, is the Jewish term, I understand, for grandma. Then from the country group Low Cash, Chris Lucas will be joining us. Beautiful actress Kimberly Paisley will be here, as we mentioned earlier. She's not only a star in her own right, but she is the wife of Brad Paisley. And then we're going to talk about safe swimming this summer with Lindsay Mondick from the YMCA. That's all coming up this hour.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
We are live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today. There's a new show that premiered on February 11th, 8 o'clock Eastern and Pacific Time on JLTV, and it is a show that is really taking off. This is format that I have never seen. Well, I've seen the format, but I've never seen it quite packaged in this fashion. It's called Bubbies Know Best. Joining us is a talent. She was a season 12 America's Got Talent favorite. She was on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Late Night with Conan O'Brien. Joining us right now is S.J. Mendelson. S.J., welcome to the show.
Thank you, darling. Hello, America.
This is going to be a hoot. I can't wait talking to you about this show. Tell us about Bubbies Know Best, okay? Because there may be two or three people that not have seen this, okay? Please fill us in, SJ, okay?
Well, it's so funny that a year ago, I auditioned for this show with the other two Bubbies. It's a year that we had the audition for Bubbies Know Best. And it's about three Jewish grandmothers that match people up, you know, on TV, of all things, I'm just saying.
Oh, gosh. This has got to be kind of making Jim Lang from The Dating Game rolling in his grave right about now.
Jim Lang. I love that. Looks kind of like that show in a way.
Yeah, that, when I saw the premise for it, that's the first thing I thought about. Now, you have these three Jewish grandmothers, yourself, Linda Rich, and Bunny Gibson, who I understand, Bunny was a former dancer on my pal's television show, American Bandstand. Now she's got four grandchildren, two great-grandchildren. Boy, that tells you that you're getting old, you know. And they,
I know, right? She was one of the premier dancers on American Bandstand at the beginning.
So tell us the premise. Do you take three potential females or three potential males, or do you switch it around?
We switch it around. So sometimes it's a suitor and three potential dates.
But they're all Jewish, right?
Except for one segment, we have the non-Jewish segment. We throw that in there for a little salt and pepper.
Who came up with this idea, SJ? This is funny.
Brad Pomeranz. He's VP and the producer of the show, and he's just... He's a force unto himself. He's amazing. He's just an amazing person.
Now, you claim that you kind of have a knack for this because of your grandmother, because you said that she could match anybody, even if they have a clubbed foot. And she used to say to you, there's a cover for every garbage can. I love that.
It's true. My grandmother, Gittel Bernstein, she was, as well as being a matchmaker, she was a shop owner. She owned an underwear shop. They used to call it a gotka shop in Yiddish. And she would match. People would come into the store and you fix my daughter up with, you know, a man, or I've got this son. Can you fix him up with a girl? And yes, she just matched everybody up. That was one of her things. She was a very popular matchmaker.
Now, SJ, has some of these matches that you have been responsible for, have they flourished into a real romance?
I think one or two have, which is, you know, that's not bad. I mean,
no.
We have six and we have five now. The last, we just finished filming the second half of the first season, so I think there's one in there, or maybe two, that are really going to form something very special. I can tell right away.
Now, this is a weekly show, correct?
It's a weekly show. We just finished, you know, the first half. This first half we did last year. Second half we just finished.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. They got us thrones for the set, you know, red thrones. Remember the show Queen for a Day?
Oh,
that's
sure.
What I felt like when I was on that show.
Oh, sure, absolutely. I'm trying to think of the guy's name that used to do that show.
Jack Bailey. Jack Bailey. I remember these obscure facts. Don't ask me why.
Yeah, Jack Bailey. Well, I got an even a more obscure fact for you. He used to drive a 62 Lincoln Continental. That's how obscure my fact is, okay? So.
Oh, my God. They were beautiful. I remember them.
Jack Bailey. Well, anyway, let's go back to this for a second, all right? You talk about the Jewish grandmother, the matchmaker. But this is not uncommon in different denominations. I'm of Italian descent. That happens all the time with us Italians. You know, hey, you got to marry my Paisan Joe's daughter because she's like a really nice lady, you know. I mean, this goes on in a lot of nationalities.
That's true. Yes, it does. And it's very fun. And it's like the old-fashioned way. You know, today people do this swipe stuff, whatever that means. I don't even know. You know, here you can really see the person and hear their likes and dislikes. And not only that, we send them on a date. That we pay for. So that's a big deal right there.
Yeah. Now, what happens? Is that the prize, or do they get something else? Because I know one of the contestants was asked, said he didn't know what to do if somebody handed him $100,000. Now, when you tell that to a Jewish grandmother, I think he's automatically out the door, right?
Yeah, that's true. Forget it.
There's jewelry. There's furs.
I know, exactly. Or a trip to Florida.
Are they escorted? Because on the old dating game, they had to have an escort.
No, they meet at the restaurant, which is a fabulous restaurant in Santa Monica. And they are filmed while dating, and then we get to watch the date. So we're like sneaking a peek of seeing, oh God, you know, what's going on there.
Now, I think we failed to mention in the beginning here, SJ, what the term bubbies mean, because there are probably a certain segment of the audience right now that has no clue what a bubby is.
A bubby's a Jewish grandma.
That's right. Okay. So everybody knows that the Jewish grandmother is much like I mentioned before. For example, my grandmother, okay, and she was Sicilian. Boy, if it didn't bring home a girl that was of Sicilian descent, didn't have a piece of garlic in her tooth, a bun in her hair, boy, she just wasn't going to make it. You know? And she had to be dressed. She had to be dressed in black. She had to be mourning for somebody that died 50 years ago. You know, because that's what my grandmother.
Ron, you're a car. God.
I know the routine. So what do you look for now when you put these two people together? What, as a judge, as a recommender, as one of the three people who are going to actually provide or try to provide a happy love affair for the rest of this couple's life, what do you look for?
Well, first of all, if it's a man, he's got to have a job. Let's talk reality here, right? He can't be a bum.
Right. You got to see his profit and loss statement first, right?
But, you know, he's got to have a future. You know, we have all different ages from the 20s to the 60s. We had our senior couple who were absolutely adorable. And, you know, you have to have doing something with your life that's of value and very important. It's paramount to us.
Mm-hmm.
And flexibility is very important. You know what I noticed, which was very interesting? The young people are more flexible than the old timers. The old timers is, no, I won't date that person. No, I won't. But the young people are, let's see what's going to happen. You could just see it. It was a very interesting observance on my part, I think.
Well, I understand that. I think a young person says, if it doesn't work out, I got time to recoup. Okay, an old person says, if I don't get this right, it's over, you know.
Or they can swipe, whatever that is.
Yeah, that's the thing. Now, do they see each other? I mean, initially, like on the dating game, they didn't see the person that they're going to be.
No, they don't. We keep them away. We sequester them in one room and the dater in another. No, they don't. The suitor, they don't see each other.
Mm-hmm.
So they're surprised and hopefully pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. Do you serve them like kosher food for backstage?
Yes.
But you do.
Yes, as a matter of fact. Yes, we do.
That's a hoot. That really is. Well, now, again, as we mentioned before, it premiered on February 11th, a few months back, at 8 o'clock Eastern and Pacific time on JLTV. That's the, correct me if I'm wrong, that's the Jewish Live Television Network?
Yes.
Okay. What cable companies is that on, SJ?
It's on three different, well, it's on Spectrum,
okay.
And the other cable channels, I'm really not sure. I think it's on Dish Network.
Okay.
And I think there's one other one, but I'm not sure. And you could always see it on the Internet.
Oh, okay.
You could download JL. I'm the sassy bubby, so if you download it and if you're expecting sweet and nice, you can forget it. The other two are like that, not me.
I'm going to do this right away. I think this is a great idea. I wish you a lot of luck with this show, SJ. Really
nice. Oh, Ron, thank you for having me on.
Well, it's a delight. You're a sweet lady, and please, let's make a date to do this again. Well, but, you know, we can't tell everybody because if my Italian side knows that it's Jewish side, and if your Jewish side knows it's Italian side, this could be a romance made in heaven, but we don't want them to get involved, right, dear?
You know what? I was raised in an Italian-Jewish block.
Really?
In Brooklyn.
I'm from Pennsylvania, but my grandparents were from Ohio and Cleveland, and they were on an Italian-Jewish block, too.
I love Cleveland. It's one of my favorite cities in the whole wide world.
Yeah, great, great, great town. Well, SJ, come back and join us again, okay, dear?
I will. I love you, and have fun with the other bubbies, okay, Ron? You're a doll.
I love you too, bubby, okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye. What a sweet lady. SJ Mendelson has been our guest. The show is called Bubbies Know Best, and it's, of course, on JLTV. It airs at 8 p.m. Eastern time. You got to check the cable company to make sure you don't miss the show. This is a great idea. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Girl, I've never seen you in this town. If you need somebody to show you around, I know somebody. It's a little too loud to talk in here, and your eyes are saying you want to disappear. Well, I know a place and I know somebody.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. And that is one of many hits that are burning up the charts across the country. And, of course, it's Low Cash. And joining us right now, one of the main members, in fact, 50%, Chris Lucas. Hi, Chris. How are you?
How you doing, buddy? It's good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, too. And congratulations on all the success you guys are having. That's fantastic. Couldn't be happier for you.
Oh, thanks, man. You know how long we've been at this, so it feels good.
You know, the longer you're at something and then you finally reach the pinnacle, I think the more not only you enjoy it, the more you appreciate it. I think a lot of times some of the young entertainers that make it early in a career don't really know how difficult it is to get to the point that you're at right now.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a difficult. It's been over 10 years for us, and but you're right. The moment we're at where we're at as young men and as young dads, and with a career that's popping right now, man, you ride the wave as long as you can. But it's a surreal moment. It's a humbling moment for us too, because we have lost it all. We have lost a lot of stuff and gotten to where we go by, you know, grassroots. Yeah. The way it's supposed to go.
Well, I couldn't be happier for you. Earlier this year, you had a ACM Awards nomination for New Vocal Duo. Now, coming up, this is the exciting part. I'm so happy for you guys. I feel like I'm getting this award, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are nominated the Duo Video of the Year. That's sensational, Chris.
Yeah, man, it's another blessed moment, man. It's one of those things where, you know, we found out yesterday, and you look at it, and I remember 10 years ago eating out of a tuna fish can with mustard.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And now we're getting nominated for awards, man. It's a cool feeling, you know, and who knows if we win or not. It's really not the point. The point is we're at the party, and it feels good, and we've worked hard for this moment.
With your attitude, and you guys have that down-to-earth type approach to everything, it's going to last for a long time. Now, I want to specify to people who may not know this, okay, but the CMT Music Awards are very, very special, probably more special than any of the others. Tell us why that's the case, Chris.
Well, it's because it's fan-voted, and you really get to listen to, you know, the fans. I mean, they are country music. You know, country music wouldn't be anything without the fans. And I do truly believe, and I say this because, you know, I like all kinds of music, but country music fans are the most loyal.
Yep.
and impressive I've ever seen. They really are. They're great. They're true to their music, and they're true to the people that they like. And through the people that they don't like too, but at the same time, you know, they're good. And CMT ventures off and lets the fans decide. And they even bring in, it's more of a fun, you know, environment to relax. And they even bring in other artists or celebrities that come in that, you know, that like country music but are from other genres and stuff.
There's no doubt that the country music fan has been for eons so dedicated. If an artist didn't have a hit record for 15 years, they would still get huge response at concerts because they just never forget.
They don't forget. Yeah. And you're right, man. I mean, it's loyalty. And I love that. I mean, it's down home, you know, heart of America loyalty.
Fans can vote for their favorite artist. Now, to vote for Low Cash, how do you vote?
You go on there, and you go on the CMT website, and they say vote now, and you click on that, and then just scroll down to Duo Video of the Year and vote Low Cash for I Know Somebody.
That's fantastic. How did you and Preston meet?
We met at the Wild Horse Saloon in Nashville, Tennessee. I was already working there, and literally I was kind of tired. You know, I needed some time off. I didn't know what I wanted, and, you know, I was with a rock and roll group, and, you know, it was a little different for me. I loved country music, but, you know, that was in my heart, and nobody else in the group was, you know, going that way. So one day I met Preston, and I got him a job at the Wild Horse as one of the MCs to host the shows with me. And we met, man, and, you know, we had a lot of similarities in music. His integrity and his perseverance were, you know, were like mine. And it was cool. It was like the stars matched. We had a banter about us on the microphones that people were actually coming to see us just talk.
Wow.
You know, and dance and make people smile.
Yeah.
And that's when we realized, you know, hey, man, maybe we should do something with this.
Now, you guys are on a tour that's going to be taking you all the way through the summer. And we can go to, by the way, lowcashmusic.com to follow those dates. And, of course, on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. When you guys go into a studio and it's a 50-50 effort, I mean, who steers the boat?
We both do. And actually, we have a great producer named Lindsey Rhymes. And he's basically the captain of that ship. And then he steers us in the right direction because it's really funny because all three of us have really bad ADD. So it's really like herding cats kind of sometimes when you're in the studio.
That's funny.
At the same time, man, he again, man, we surround ourselves by positivity. He's a very positive person. He's got a lot of energy, and you feed off of that. You feed off that energy, and you just realize, man, this is fun. We're blessed to be able to do this. Let's get serious. Let's sing this for, like, we're singing it to millions of fans when we're in there.
Now, we went in with I Know Somebody. When you were doing rock and roll in the bars, what kind of rock and roll were you doing, Chris?
Man, I like Motley Crue, Whitesnake, that kind of stuff. I like the glam rock, but, you know, I also did some R&B covers, too. But, you know, it's just rock and roll. I think, you know, as a kid, everybody wanted to.
Yeah.
Be a rock star at one time.
There's no doubt. Some of us that aren't kids still want to be a rock
star.
Right,
exactly.
Well, I'm going to repeat that. I hope you don't mind, but we're on a quest here for this election, all right?
Yeah.
I can be your campaign manager. Well, maybe you don't want me. I might have skeletons in my closet you don't want
to
be.
We all do.
Go to CMT.com and vote for Low Cash as the Duo Video of the Year. Hey, Chris, are you going to be down in the Orlando area at all in the near future?
I hope so. I was just there for the Star Wars convention recently.
Were you really? You're at the convention center.
Star Wars fanatic. I took my son, and it was one of the best times I've ever had.
I want to congratulate you and Preston for all the success you have, and come back and join us sometime. You're a great guest. You know that, Chris?
Oh, well, thank you, man. You're a great interviewer, and we appreciate it, and I just love that you know how long it's been for us, and it's been a blessing.
As I mentioned in the introduction, you deserve it.
All right, brother. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris. Chris Lucas has been our... Bye-bye, Chris.
Bye.
Chris Lucas has been our guest. He's part of Low Cash, one of the hottest duos in country music right now, along with his partner, Preston Brust. Talented guys, really. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Corona, nothing but a coconut aroma. Slip into a tropical coma. Turn my beach chair into a sofa. Hey, don't you wanna get drunk? Lay in the sand and get stuck. A bunch of rum to a numb. Come on and get you some of that sun. Turn the light band up.
That's Low Cash, good music. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Seggi today.
Next round, buzzing with my new friend I found. Bikinis and palm trees dancing around. Got a tall stack of shots.
glasses upside down.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic presidential contender Joe Biden says his party won't defeat Donald Trump if it picks an angry nominee to run against him. Speaking at a rally in Pennsylvania, Biden says people need to be united in opposition to the president and his policies.
But just look at the facts, not the alternative facts. President Trump inherited an economy from Obama-Biden administration that was given to him, just like he inherited everything else in his life.
Concerns about a possible conflict have prompted a warning from U.S. diplomats to commercial airliners flying over the Persian Gulf. The warning says airliners face a risk of being targeted by miscalculation or being misidentified by the Iranian military amid heightened tensions between the U.S. and Iran. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. I am delighted to have our next guest with us. She is not only beautiful, but equally talented and one busy person, not only as an actress, but she's an author and she's a producer. I mean, she does everything on film, television, theater. I'm just getting tired thinking about it. Joining us right now is Kimberly Williams-Paisley. Hi, Kimberly. How are you? Nice to have you.
Hi, Ron. Thank you. I think I'd like to hire you as my new publicist.
Well, you know what I could do is I could actually walk into restaurants and stuff before you come in and give you the shining introduction and
would
say...
Would you mind?
No, I don't.
That would be really nice.
No, I'm free on weekends and most weeknights, okay? So that would
That'd
be okay.
Perfect.
That would be perfect. I meant what I said, though. Unbelievable, all the things. And we'll talk about that. But we want to talk about the fact of a new installment that's going to be premiering on Sunday evening. And it's, of course, Darrow and Darrow in The Key of Murder, which is going to be on at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. This is a continuation of a great franchise. By the way, you're working with two good friends of our show, Wendy Malick and Tom Cavanaugh. But tell us about what's going to happen this time around.
Yeah, but this is a great show. I'm really proud of it. I got to executive produce it, so I was involved from the beginning on the script and the outline and casting and all of that. This is, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries has a handle on these mysteries, and they've got such a great, loyal fan base of sleuthers who love watching them. And this one doesn't disappoint. It's a light legal show. This episode is the second one we've done, and it's a continuation with these characters. I play Claire Darrow, who's a public defender, fights for the little guy. My romantic interest and also competitor is Tom Cavanaugh's character, Miles.
Right.
But in this one, Miles' sister is on trial for murder. Mackenzie Porter plays his sister. She's so talented. She's an amazing singer, and she sings in the episode. And then her producer winds up dead. He's murdered, and she is the prime suspect. So Miles comes to Claire and asks for her help in the trial and defending her.
But I think it's important to note that prior to this, your character has never tried a murder case. Is that correct?
Right, but Miles says, you're the best trial lawyer there is, and it's hard for me to turn that down because I'm a sucker for flattery.
Yeah, of course, and of course,
you know,
he has an interest in you, so he's going to tell you what you want to hear, I assume.
Yeah, exactly, but and I won't say how it turns out, but what I loved was getting to work with him on a case. That was really fun because we're more competitors in the first one, so we really had a good time. He's one of those actors who makes it different every time, and the little life moments that come in are the ones that we look for in the scene. You know, like, you know, he bumps into me accidentally in one of these scenes that you'll see on Sunday, and they left it in. He bumps into me, and it kind of knocks me across the hall, and then we just keep going with the scene and never even mention it. And that was Tom's doing, and I love working with him. I love when things like that happen that are unexpected, but real, and we use them.
Well, this isn't the first rodeo with him. You worked with him before, have you not?
I have. We did a movie called How to Eat Fried Worms
right.
years ago, and then he was in Snow with my sister Ashley. He played Santa Claus, and she was Mrs. Claus. So we've both been married to him, which is kind of weird. But
that's a weird. There's a story in itself. Now, in this
yes.
week's episode here, the second installment, actually, what happens is a little bit of a twist that happens when your mother, of course, your mother on the show, comes back from being a Manhattan corporate attorney, and now the three of you are in the same city, which causes a little bit of uneasiness there, too, right?
Yeah, we have a lot of tension in the first one because she comes back for the first time in a long time, and I've reopened my father's firm. My father passed away, and I've taken the mantle for the family, and she's not a part of it. She's in it for the money, unabashedly, unapologetically. She wants to have the biggest money cases, and so she comes in, and we really do butt heads. And in the second episode here, she's moved in with me. She's now working at the firm, so it sort of increases the conflict. But also you see how we're dealing with it, and you know that there is love at the heart of it, and it's fun. She kind of needles me, and I needle her.
Kimberly, you know, I've said this many times to people on the show that have worked with the Hallmark Company, and I really mean this. They do a phenomenal job. When they put on a show, That could be a feature film release in movie houses around the world. They really do outstanding. They don't just slap something together for television. They really are right on the money, are they not?
It is remarkable, and it's remarkable how much programming they have and really what a loyal fan base they have. I think people know when they watch Hallmark that they're not going to be disappointed. It's going to be something that makes them feel a little bit better about the world, that it's something they can have on and their kids can walk in and they don't have to shut it off or turn the channel. You know, they really know what they're doing. And I love working with Hallmark. And I love doing these movies. And they are quick, you know, like they'll shoot it in 3 weeks.
Wow. Really?
For me as a mother, that's fantastic.
Well, you know, and with your schedule, I don't know how you even spare 3 weeks with one project because you're moving and moving. But let me ask you a question that has been kind of a problem with me when I've produced television shows, okay, and hosted them, too. You are not only starring in this, but you are the executive producer on the movie. How difficult is that? Because the executive producer is responsible for every aspect of it. And I can remember very vividly being on camera and looking at the staff and the camera crew and seeing somebody that was not doing their job and kind of get disorientated on what I'm supposed to say on camera because I'm watching this guy or this girl not do what they're supposed to do. I mean, how difficult is
that? Right. Well, fortunately, I'm not the only executive producer. I've got Alan Ett and Jonathan Axelrod, and they're terrific, and they handle a lot of stuff as well. My manager, Brian Wilkins, is also a producer. So it's a team of people, which is great because I don't have to worry about all of it. And, you know, Harvey Kahn in Vancouver, they're used to doing these. They have their team. And especially now with the second one, and then we're developing the third one right now, we know the crew. We know the players involved, and so it really is a well-oiled machine. So that's good. And the good part for me, the fun part for me, is being involved in developing the story.
Sure.
And involved in the casting, and you know, of course, figuring out all the moving parts of when we're gonna get everyone's schedules lined up to shoot and all of that. So I'm lucky that I'm part of a team.
I have to tell you, and as I mentioned in the introduction, you've had a remarkable career. I mean, you were in The Father of the Bride, Father of Bride Part 2, According to Jim on ABC, films like, as you mentioned, How to Eat Fried Worms, We Are Marshall, the Chipmunks franchise on television with Amish Grace and Nashville and 2½ Men, and then on Broadway and an outstanding job with The Last Night of Ballyhoo and Speed the Plow. It's amazing. Now, I have to ask you a personal question. With your schedule and your husband's schedule, do you ever see each other?
It is a lot of moving parts. And, you know, we see each other more than you might think because I'm not always working. And, you know, some of the stuff I do is at home.
Mm-hmm.
Writing, when I wrote my book, I wrote it from home. And, you know, as I said, the Hallmark movies are just 3 weeks, and I can do the producing stuff from home easily. And then Brad goes out on the weekends. It's different in country music. They don't tour for months at a time. They tour on the weekends. And,
yeah,
like right now, he's about to take a couple months off. So we're able to balance it, but we definitely have to focus on it and, you know, figure out where we're going to be from week to week. And that's a juggling act for sure. But I think that's what we both love about it. It's always been that way. And it keeps things interesting.
Yeah, I guess it would, yeah. And you know what? There's the old saying that absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yes, exactly.
Of course, there's another one that says, out of sight, out of mind, so don't worry about that. we won't get into that one. Well, Kimberly, I have to congratulate you really on such a well-oiled machine from the standpoint of being so successful, whether in print, on the big screen, on Broadway, on television, as you mentioned, an author, unbelievable, and, of course, the show Darrow and Darrow in the Key of Murder this Sunday on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. And you alluded to before, and I hope that this is correct, that there will be more installments of this terrific franchise.
Yes, I hope so as well. We're developing the third one now, so hopefully we'll get to talk again down the road.
I look forward to it. And
Thank you so much, Ron. We'll
be watching Sunday night, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kimberly. Our guest has been Kimberly Williams Paisley, great actress, and also the wife of one giant country music legend, Brad Paisley. They make a great combination, boy. They're both hard workers, they're both successful, and I would assume that when the end of the day comes, they're making a ton of money. Nothing wrong with that. Okay, we're going to pause for a second. There is more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi Today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Then you're listening to Ron Segi Today all across the USA and around the world. The next subject that we're going to addressing is so important. Now, it's important this time of the year because, you know, the weather's getting better and people are around water. But really, it's important all the time, especially in the areas like where we originate this show in Orlando because the weather's nice all the time. And we're talking about swimming. Two children die every day from drowning, and drowning is the leading cause of death for children 1 to 4. and second leading cause of death for children 5 to 14 years of age. Unbelievable. Joining us right now is the senior manager of aquatics at the YMCA of the USA, Lisa Mundick. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing good. Boy, that's a scary statistic. And I have a pool. My sons have a pool. This is something that really is scary stuff. How do you get around that? Because, you know, even though you know how to swim, which absolutely adds to the safety of it, it still, if it's a sudden push or something, could be tragic.
Right. Well, you know, swimming lessons and teaching somebody how to swim is a layer of protection, right? No matter how skilled we are at swimming, everybody still could drown. And so it's really being vigilant on many different levels and providing those different layers of protection for anybody that is near or going to be near the water. We know that teaching children how to swim can save a life. It's been researched and shared that if you do take swimming lessons, children are 88% less likely to drown. So again, it just offers that extra layer that we at the Y encourage parents and families to consider taking swimming lessons because of those statistics.
Now, May is National Water Safety Month, but I must stress to everybody listening to our voices right now that every month, every day should be safety month, day, whatever the case may be. But, you know, when you talk about swimming, people think, oh, I got swimming lessons, I know to swim. But if somebody comes from behind and pushes you off a pier or the side of a pool or something, the element of surprise sometimes does not always register to, you know, let's start swimming. So you got to be cautious of all of that stuff. I mean, looking around at the water is big, dangerous business.
Yeah, right. You know, one of the things that we talk about in our swimming lesson program is that it's really important for somebody to develop those personal water safety and basic swimming skills, right? Swimmers, you know, and swimming lessons really help to develop that high level of comfort and confidence in the water, and continuing to practice those skills and habits help them to think about how to safely swim and exit if they were to fall into a body of water. So in our Safety Around Water program, kids really learn what to do if they find themselves in the water unexpectedly. So we have those fundamental water safety skills, like if somebody were to fall in, you know, reaching or throwing something to them rather than jumping into the pool is really important. You know, learning about CPR and how to perform CPR, but also how to avoid risks and those what to look for in a safe place to swim are just as important as the swimming skills themselves. And for swimming skills, you know, thinking about those skills of water competency. So it's not necessarily learning how to be the fastest and the strongest, you know, swimmer like the Olympians we see on TV. It's really focused on those water safety skills. So what do you do if you were to fall into the water? You know, we do what's called jump, push, turn, and grab. So if a child were to fall in, teaching them how to get to the surface of the water, turn towards safety, and then take themselves out of the water. And then the second skill is swim, float, swim. So teaching a child to swim a short distance to get to safety, roll over on their back to rest, and then roll back onto their front and continue swimming to exit the water. Just as important as teaching a child how to swim, you know, front crawl or back crawl or butterfly.
Several years ago, I saw a clip where it showed an infant in the water. And I can remember the people I was with at the time said, how could you throw a child into the water and try to teach an infant how to swim? But really, that is, it's almost natural for them, is it not? Because as you grow older, I think the fear of the water inhibits the ability to function properly or learn in that environment, vis-a-vis a youngster who really does it naturally. Is there any truism to that?
You know, we at the Y believe that the earlier that we teach a child to swim, the better. We're also a large advocate that the program needs to be student-centered, right? So developmentally ready for a child. So really focusing on meeting a child where they are, both mentally and physically. So not necessarily practicing in our program forced immersion, but letting the child lead when they're ready to go underwater and learn those new skills as a part of the program.
The Y has introduced the country to the concept of group swim lessons since 1909. That's 100 years. That's a lot of experience. Do you have to pay for that, or is it part of the Y membership?
Yeah. Well, it really depends on the YMCA, but this year we're really proud to announce that we are awarding more than 33,000 scholarships nationwide for free water safety lessons to children from underserved communities as a part of Safety Around Water program. You know, our YMCA is really focused on providing access to programs. And so our Ys across the country have financial assistance and scholarships available for programs, including swimming lessons and safety around water above and beyond those 33,000 scholarships.
Even though your child knows how to swim, when you're around water, you really have to practice all kinds of safety. My sons grew up on our boat, and we would always have life jackets on them, even when they walked up and down the pier, certainly when the boat was underway. And I think also the guards around pools are very, very important. So just because your child can swim does not preclude the fact that they can swim under any circumstances that might not be appropriate for them.
Yeah, we call that layers of protection. So the more layers that you can ensure are around you when you're near or around water, you know, the safer you can make that environment. So life jackets being a really important one for non-swimmers and swimmers alike, and both children and adults have swimming lessons as a layer of protection. If you are have a home in-ground pool, ensuring that you have fences and gates and alarms. And then, of course, supervision, actively watching children in or around water and avoiding distractions like talking on the phone and socializing take you away from, you know, the primary job of that water watcher in terms of watching children around the water.
If you're an adult and you don't know how to swim, you should take those same precautions, even though they don't want to put on a life jacket because they think they look like a dope. But really, that's the thing to do, is it not?
Absolutely. You know, so taking swimming lessons as an adult and wearing a life jacket on the boat, even though it's not law in most states, just ensuring that you have a life jacket, you know, and again, taking swimming lessons. So if people are really interested in finding out more about the Y and our swimming lesson program, they can contact their local YMCA and go to ymca.net/water safety for more information and tips as we go into summer.
Lindsay, thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it. It's very important. The USA Senior Aquatic Manager, the YMCA, Lindsay Mondick, has been our guest. Lindsay, thank you so much for joining us. Safe swimming, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Okay. You can't imagine how important this is, especially with small children, but really children of all ages. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Segi today. We want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include Kelly Martin, who I mentioned earlier. I've known since she was a little girl. Great actress. Also to Anna Signa Nicolazzi from the ID Channel. Derek Huff, of course, one of the judges on World of Dance. Actress Lori Metcalf. S.J. Mendelson from Bubby's Know Best. From the group Low Cash, Chris Lucas. Kimberly Paisley, a great actress. And Lindsay Mondick. Well, we'll be looking for your company to come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. Till then, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.